Hello everybody, this is Itay Berchik, and on this guide I'm going to show you how to add more team members into your Cloudways account without creating a new account, and give them the specific applications or servers permissions that you want to give them access for. Okay, so after you have signed up and signed into Cloudways, and I'm putting the link below in order for you to get 25% for 3 months when you sign up. You can also give right here on the team page access to add new member. And right here, if I click on a new member, you can see the details that you will need to add. For an example, let's take this email that you want to add for my team. Of course, choose the status active and give the member a name. After that, you can choose the job title. Let's say, for an example, the web developer title. It's not relevant for the access and the permissions, but right here, I give him the permissions that I want him to access for. So for an example, if I only want this option to give the team member access all the billing functionality, view, download, pay invoices, and so on, you can do that as well. And also the support access only for the support area to be able to create and manage support tickets on my behalf, or the console access, which gives them the full access, for an example, for all of my servers and modules, to add a new server or a new application, or to add the new add-ons. Or if I give them the limited access, there I can set the right access that I want to give this user. So for an example, if I only want him to be able to add a new server, I do that. Or add a new add-ons, I do that also. The add-ons appear right here if you click on that. Now, also if I want to give him only the access to add and manage the projects. But down here, I see all of my servers listed are available in my account. So if I give him only this server access, for an example, full access, he can do anything he wants with this server, to add a new application, delete it, and so on. But if I uncheck this checkbox, you can see down here all of the settings that you can give him access for. So for an example, only server delete, only add application, only server actions like start, stop, and restart, only give master credentials, only server scale, backup, settings and packages, services, monitoring, security, and add-ons. Or down here, if I don't want to give him any of those permissions, I can add only the applications that he can manage. So for an example, I choose those three websites from all of my server's websites. He can only see those websites and manage them by an application only, not a server settings. So when I go down and give the member permission and add the new member to my team, he will get a notification on the email and he will have to reset his password in order to log into Cloudways, and the account was automatically created. He won't need to sign up for Cloudways, and he will be able to access to my team and do only the permissions I gave him, and he will only be able to see those websites when he access in Cloudways. And this is how you do it. SSO is very easy to add more team members in Cloudways if you want to give them a specific server or an application access. If you have any more questions, you can write them in the comments below when I will comment. And on the first comment, I put the link to my full guide on my website. And if you like this video, you can like, subscribe, comment, and share. And good luck.